Taking the stage, I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. With many wondering if he will make a 2024 presidential run amid an ongoing investigation into the FBI raid at his Florida home.
Former President Trump is actually going to be holding a rally in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. He's campaigning for Dr. Mehmet Oz and Doug Mastriano, so it's also going to be a chance for him to vocalize his thoughts on the investigation. The government released a more detailed receipt of what was taken during last month's raid at Mar-a-Lago, including 1,000 government documents without classification markings that was mixed in with 18 articles of clothing slash gift items and hundreds of news clippings. So a lot of kind of random items there that were mixed in with the more confidential documents. This reveal was ordered by a Florida judge who is currently weighing whether to appoint a special master to review the documents.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. And President Biden says he was not describing all Trump voters as threats to democracy in a primetime address this week.
President Biden says Americans who voted for former President Trump did not vote for attacking the Capitol or denying election results. But the president says democracy is threatened by Republicans who encourage political violence.
Refuses to acknowledge an election has been won.
Administration officials insist Thursday night's speech was not political, but rather spoke to our values and democracy as a country. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Meanwhile, the man who stole a plane and flew around Tupelo, Mississippi for hours this morning has been taken into custody.
Police have identified the suspect in this case as Corey Patterson, and they say he is being charged with grand larceny and making terroristic threats in connection to that plane he allegedly stole and threatened to fly right into a Walmart. Now, police did say that he is a 10-plus year employee of Tupelo Aviation, but he is not a licensed pilot.
Fox's Charles Watson. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The latest jobs report shows the creation of new jobs and high numbers of people looking to fill them.
President Biden appearing upbeat about the new jobs report. The month-over-month comparison tells a different story. According to the August jobs report, 315,000 new jobs were added. That's a 40% decrease to the about 500,000 that were added in July. Unemployment ticked up from 3.7% from its 3.5% in July. Here's where the new jobs are coming from. Professional and business services, trade and transportation, leisure and hospitality as more Americans go on vacation. Vacations, retail and education, health services. Some good news for the White House. Labor force participation rate, the number of people working or looking for work, edged up from 62.1% in July, up 0.3% to 62.4% in August.
Fox's Lucas Thomason. Meanwhile, people want to travel again after the pandemic, but airlines still have some catching up to do.
Some 12.7 million Americans are expected to travel this holiday weekend. That's up 23% compared to this time last year. There were thousands of canceled flights over the July 4th and Memorial Day weekends. And just this year alone, 2.6% of all flights, more than 146,000 flights, have been canceled, according to FlightAware. And a lot of these problems are due to COVID, airline crew shortages, a lack of equipment, and massive schedule cuts despite stronger passenger demand.
Fox's Christina Coleman. And researchers claim Sacramento residents would support more taxes to reduce homelessness.
The Institute for Social Research at Sacramento State surveying polling nearly 2,000 residents in the region. 18% say they'd strongly support a tax increase. 37% say they'd somewhat support one. 67% of the region's residents report seeing encampments and other indications of individuals experiencing homelessness almost daily. However, only 10% report knowing a lot about what their local government is doing to address homelessness.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.